Two teams that are surging, separated by just 8 miles, going head-to-head here at Cameron Indoor Stadium. It is number 21 North Carolina squaring off against number 11 Duke. The Tar Heels currently on an 8-game winning streak. The Blue Devils have won 15 in a row. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cameron Indoor Stadium in Durham, North Carolina. I'm Dave Pulaski as we get set for this matchup between the Heels and the Blue Devils, the 112th all-time meeting between the two sides. Duke is wearing the home white uniforms, trimmed in royal blue. Duke spelled out in black capital letters across the front, royal blue numbers on the front and the back. They have a royal blue stripe down the side with the Iron Duke D in white at the bottom of the shorts. North Carolina breaking out the throwback jerseys today. Carolina blue, they have navy blue, white, and Carolina blue striping on the bottom of the jersey as well as the shorts. North Carolina spelled out in block capital letters in white outlined in navy blue and white numbers on the front and the back with a navy blue outline as well. It'll be Sierra Toomey and Toby Fournier jumping center. As we're about ready to get going here from Cameron Indoor Stadium, as the Blue Devils and Tar Heels are set to match up for the first time of two this season. It'll be March 1st when the two teams will go head-to-head in Chapel Hill to wrap up the regular season before the ACC tournament. Balls in the air. We are underway. The 112th all-time meeting in the Battle of the Blues between North Carolina and Duke. And the Blue Devils control the opening tip-off. They go from left to right across your radio display. Tyna Mayer to Fournier at the top of the circle. Now over to Ashlyn Jackson. Around a screen. Now cuts to the goal. Stops at the ACC logo. Takes the jumper and scores. And the Blue Devils strike first. It's 2-0. 45 seconds into the ballgame. Hard to Sierra Toomey just outside the right elbow. Toomey with a chest pass to Navarre. Now inside to Nyla Harris. Harris working on Delaney Thomas. Goes up the left hand and banks it home. And we're tied at 2 with 8:49 to go in the first quarter. Thomas hands it off for Ashlyn Jackson. Dribbles between the legs on the right wing. Around to Thomas screen. Now steps back. Has an open 3. Takes it off the heel of the rim. And back comes the Tar Heels in transition. Arnisalo got the long kick out on the rebound. Arnisalo crossover dribble. Driving in on Tiana Mayer. Good pass inside. Nyla Harris able to get away from the defense and bank it home. She has all 4 Tar Heel points. That's a 4-2 Carolina lead. Here takes it between the circles out near the Iron Duke D logo at midcourt. Now begins the dribble drive. Kicks it over and lining up a long 3. Riley Nelson and rattles it home. Touched every part of the rim and finally fell through. And Duke takes a 5-4 lead 2 minutes in. Lainey Grant stops at the ACC logo. Dishes to a cutting India Navarre. Lays it up and in with the left hand. Tar Heels up 6-5 3 minutes in. Inside to Delaney Thomas cutting to the goal. And she floats it up and in with the left hand. And shot clock at 6. Arnisalo has it at the top of the circle. One-on-one against Ashlyn Jackson. Drives right alley. Steps up. Takes the jumper and scores. Nice move by Elena Arnisalo. And the Tar Heels go back in front, 8-7. Now Mayer into the corner for Nelson. Inside for Delaney Thomas. One-on-one against Toomey. Goes up with the left-hand hook shot and scores. Sweet move. Good footwork by Thomas. And that's going to bring us to a timeout on the floor with 4:25 to go in the opening period. Good start. Back-and-forth battle between number 21 North Carolina and number 11 Duke. It's 9-8. Blue Devils in front. They were 3-6 after that loss here at Cameron to LSU and Kim Mulkey. And since then, it has been a Blue Devil run. 15 consecutive wins is out of the timeout. Ashlyn Jackson sinks the first of 2 free throws. She has another one coming. Jackson, 87% from the line on the year. And string music on that one. It's now 11-8, Duke in front. Now Grant, around a Kiero screen. She'll launch a quick 3, and hits! Tied up at 11, Lainey Grant, who has had multiple three-pointers in each of the last 5 games, sinks her first today. Now Mayer at the line. Sinks the first one. 85% free throw shooter. Started her career at Boston College. Transferred to Duke after her freshman year. It's now the Carolina fans in attendance doing the Tar Heels chant with Mayer at the line. And she knocks down the second. Bounce pass for Robertson. Now over to Jordan Wood. Weaves with Riley Nelson. Takes the pull-up jumper and knocks it down from the free throw line. 15-11 Duke in front. Arnisalo, crossover dribble to the ACC logo. Now into the corner. 3, launch, and good. And Nyla Brooks gives a quiet sign to the crowd as she knocks down the three-pointer to make it 15-14. Tyna Mayer driving left alley. Goes up for the banker. Left it short. And back the other way come the Tar Heels. Hustling into the front court, Thaisa Kieros. Kieros wants to go coast to coast. Goes up with a reverse layup and scores. What a move by Thaisa Kieros. And the Tar Heels jump back in front, 16-15. Now Ariana Robertson, 64% free throw shooter, redshirt freshman out of San Antonio. swishes the first one. Averaging 9.1 points per game, had a career-high 22 points and 16 rebounds against SMU on Super Bowl Sunday. Missed the entire year last year with a leg injury. Still has a brace on her left leg if she sinks a second foul shot. And the Blue Devils now up 1-17-16, 1:22 to go in the first quarter. Harris to the ACC logo, kicks it out for Blanca Thomas, who now wants help. Weaves with Nyla Brooks and then gets it over to Harris. Harris attacking right alley, goes up for the banker and gets the roll. And the Tar Heels go back in front, 18-17, with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Tyna Mayer into the front court. Now to Thomas. On for Riley Nelson, takes the pull-up jumper and scores. Riley Nelson from 17 feet out, just beyond the free throw line. Down to 10 seconds of the quarter. Mayer still dribbling near the three-point line. Dribbles to the right. Now drifts, steps back, launches a three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Battle for the rebound, loose. It is taken by Nyla Harris. Tumbling over her is a Duke player. And now everybody's going to separate peaceably, and that's going to bring us to the end of the first quarter here in Durham. Top 25 matchup that is living up to the hype so far. Right now, number 11 Duke leading number 21 North Carolina 19-18 after 10 minutes of play. North Carolina currently a number 5 seed according to ESPN's latest bracketology. That puts them just outside the sub-regional host spot, but they have been steadily climbing in those bracketology rankings as of late, currently on that 8-game winning streak, trying to make it 9 in a row, trying to win 9 consecutive ACC games for the first time since 2007-2008. Meanwhile, Duke is currently in a sub-regional host spot as a number 3 seed according to bracketology. Currently on a 15-game winning streak, their longest since 2012-2013 when they rattled off victories in their first 16 games of that season. And here we go with the second 10 minutes of action. Navarre now with the ball on the left wing. Up top to Blanca Thomas. Inside to Nyla Harris. Banks it up and scores from the low right block. And it's now 20-19. Tar Heels in front. Now Tyna Mayer into the front court. Mayer, baseline jumper. That one is rolled around and in. Friendly shooter roll here at Cameron Indoor Stadium for Tyna Mayer on her senior day. It's 21-20, Duke in front. Annie Grant to inbound. Lobs it out to India Navarre near the three-point line. Now a fired pass inside to Sierra Toomey. Good look. Kieros connects with Toomey, who banks it up and in from the left side of the basket. And the Tar Heels retake the lead, 22-21. Duke ball on the left baseline. Inbound pass, quick trigger. Riley Nelson rattles around and falls. That ball hung on the right side of the rim for about 2 seconds and finally went through the twine. 23-22, Duke in front. Now Grant. Navarre launches a three and got it. India Navarre from the outside, not known for her three-point shooting, 34% for the season, and now the Tar Heels are in front, 25-23. Now Layla Halls, who's into the game for the first time, will inbound it. Gets it into a wide-open Nyla Brooks, who floats it in inside the ACC logo for two. Nyla Brooks for three, off the heel of the rim. Long rebound, caroms out to Sierra Toomey. Now a bounce pass to Kieros. Kieros drives baseline, goes up and under, fakes the shot, goes up and scores. Thaisa Kieros contributing offensively. Only averaging 3.3 points per game this year, already has four in the first half. Tyna Mayer around a screen, drives left alley, steps back, fadeaway jumper, hangs on the rim and falls. Tyna Mayer's gotten a couple of friendly rolls in this game. It's now 29-25. Tar Heels in front with 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Now Thaisa Kieros driving right alley, goes up for the shot. It's blocked away by Fournier. Saved inbounds by Kieros. Into the corner for Grant. Grant drives baseline, tries to float it up. No good. Offensive rebound and the stick back for Sierra Toomey. Couple of offensive boards there for the Tar Heels. They're up 31-25. At the other end, Robertson for three. Top of the key and hits. Ariana Robertson, 3:44 to go, second quarter. It is North Carolina leading Duke 31-28 in this Battle of the Blues. Looking out over the crowd, lots of light-up Blue Devil horns in the audience here. The Blue Devil band stationed in the Cameron Crazy section right at midcourt. A smattering of Carolina blue in the stands as well. Now Navarre inside for Toomey. Toomey back to the basket, posting up against Robertson. Right-hand hook shot up and good. Nice touch by Sierra Toomey, the redshirt sophomore out of Dunmore, Pennsylvania. 33-28, Tar Heels in front. Another try for Fournier. And this one rolls off the left side of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Robertson inside. Tries to get the stick back, that won't go. Tyna Mayer in between the trees, kicks it out. Jordan Wood for three, got it! Jordan Wood from the outside. The junior from Chicago makes it a one-point game, 33-32. Now Navarre in the front court for the Tar Heels. Hands it off for Harris, now gets it back. Takes the elbow jumper, short off the front iron, and the rebound to Tyena Mayer for Duke. Back the other way come the Blue Devils. Toby Fournier in transition, streaking to the goal, gets the basket to go, and draws a foul. What a time for Toby Fournier for her first field goal. Gives Duke the lead and a chance for an N1. Now Toby Fournier trying to complete the three-point play. Eyes up the free throw. It clangs off the back of the rim, nearly sticks there, and rolls through. 35-33, Duke in front. Into the front court is Jackson. Long pitch to Tyena Mayer. Into the corner. Open three. Got it! Jordan Wood yet again. Flexing to the crowd. And the Blue Devils with their largest lead up 5. 38-33. Now the shot clock down to 6. Arnie Salo around to Harris screen. Drives. Left elbow jumper. That's an air banker off the glass. No good. Ball stripped out of the hands of Toomey by Mayer. Back the other way comes Duke. Jordan Wood. Can she do it again? She does! 41-33, and that'll bring us to the end of the first half in Durham. Jordan Wood 3-for-3 from the outside, and the Blue Devils will head to the locker room with an 8-point halftime lead. And this Blue Devil crowd is in a frenzy here at Cameron Indoor Stadium. What a finish to the half by the Duke Blue Devils. A 13-0 run over the final 3 minutes. Tar Heels at 10-3 in the ACC, currently tied for third place with NC State entering play today. Duke is all alone in first at 13-0. Jackson to Fournier. Now on for Mayer. Fournier sets a screen. Mayer kicks it over for Riley Nelson. Now inside for Fournier. One-on-one against Sierra Toomey. Muscles up a shot and banks it in with the left hand. It was a struggle of a first half for Toby Fournier. Only 4 points. But she's able to get that banker to go to make it 43-33. Duke's largest lead of the game. Back the other way come the Tar Heels. Arnie Salo splits two defenders. Drives to the ACC logo. Takes a pull-up jumper and scores. And the Tar Heels able to snap a lengthy scoring drought. It's now an 8-point game, 43-35. Now Ashlyn Jackson attacks. Lost control of the basketball and a steal by North Carolina. Arnie Salo into the front court. Now dribbling chest high. Drifts over to the right side of the floor. Lob pass inside. Good positioning. Nyla Harris cutting to the goal. Gets the layup. And it's now a 6-point game, 43-37. Now Riley Nelson going to the line for two foul shots. 78% free throw shooter for the season. Right-handed shot. First one is to swish. And the redshirt sophomore out of Clarksburg, Maryland will have another one coming. Nelson with 10 points, just above her season average at 9.3, and she takes a second foul shot without a problem. 45-37, Duke in front. The Blue Devils 10 of 11 from the charity stripe so far today. Now into the front court, Arnie Salo with a head of steam. Good bounce pass to Sierra Toomey, who cuts to the goal and lays it in. Back down to a 6-point game, 45-39 with 5:25 to go in the third period. Jackson inbounds it to Robertson, and now to Delaney Thomas on the right shoulder. Hands it on for Nelson. Nelson attacks right side of the paint, goes up for the banker and scores. Nice move by Riley Nelson getting the finish. Arrows weaves to the left, gets it over to Arnie Salo. Arnie Salo to the free throw line. Lob pass on a give and go for Kieros. Handles the pass. Good scoop pass. Post to post inside, and Toomey gets the finish. Another scoop pass inside. This one in and out of the hands of Robertson from Riley Nelson. And that will turn the ball over to North Carolina after this timeout on the floor. 4:32 remaining in the third quarter. It is Duke holding a 6-point lead over North Carolina, 47-41. Lady Grant across the midcourt stripe. One-on-one against Tyena Mayer. Man-to-man defense here from the Blue Devils. Grant drifts over to the right side. Pass over the head of Toomey. But cutting to the goal is Alina Arnie Salo. Right place, right time. Is able to get the errant pass and lay it up and in to make it a 4-point game. 47-43. Mayer drifts over to the right side. Fournier sets a screen. Mayer cutting to the goal. High teardrop floater. Gets the friendly roll and in. Tyena Mayer already 2-for-2 at the charity stripe today. 85% for the season. Takes one dribble, spins the ball into her right hand, and splashes the first free throw. One more for the senior from Boston, Massachusetts. Takes a deep breath. And knocks down the second one, barely moved the net on that one. And it's now 51-43, Duke in front, 3:10 to go, third quarter. Toomey pitches a pass to Navarre on the right wing. Now works her way around a Toomey screen, drives left alley, fakes left, spins, goes up with a hook shot and scores. That was a playground shot by India Navarre, faking left, going right, and getting the right-handed push shot to go. It's now 51-45, Duke in front. It's going to be two free throws here for Ashlyn Jackson, who is part of the pregame senior day festivities. Her and Taina Mayer each got framed jerseys before the game. Sinks the first foul shot. Now 52-45. Ashlyn Jackson, all ACC second team last year. And rattles home the second. Arnie Salo across the midcourt stripe. Dribbles between the legs. The UCLA transfer going to work. Picks up the dribble. Looks for help. Duke fans wanted to travel. Laney Grant almost got caught up in the air. Bounce pass inside for Toomey. Nearly lost it. Gets it back. Grant kicks it back out. Arnie Salo to Navarre for three. Got it. Wow, a wild scramble. But the Tar Heels finally get the triple. 53-48. Duke in front. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Arnie Salo dribbles to the left elbow. Now attacks left alley. Lays it up and scores. A little scoop shot with some good English off the glass. There, baseline drive. A little pocket pass inside for Robertson. Shot blocked away. She wants a foul. Doesn't get it. Chiaro's into the front court for the Tar Heels. Hands it on for Arnie Salo. Lob pass inside. Toomey wide open. Reverse layup and scores. And Duke now leads by just four, 56-52, with 1 minute to go, third quarter. Mayer drives into the paint, dishes back out, sizing up a long jumper as Robertson can't get it to go, and the rebound to Toomey. Tar Heels can make this a one-possession game. Long pitch ahead, driving, Navarre scoops it up and scores on the layup. Blue Devils fail to get back defensively. Good vision from Laney Grant, and it's a two-point game, 56-54. Mayer now drifts over to the right side. Shot clock at seven, Jordan Wood. Has the ball beyond the arc. Speeds a cutting Ashlyn Jackson. Jackson steps back beyond the arc. Going to have to heave it from the right elbow. Sinks the jumper with the shot clock running down. Down to the final seconds. Laney Grant from half court. It comes after the buzzer. And Duke is going to take a four-point lead into the fourth quarter. Ashlyn Jackson with a desperation heave from the right elbow. Gives the Blue Devils a 58-54 edge with 10 minutes to go on the clock. Duke trying to rack up their third consecutive win over the Tar Heels. Teams split the regular season series last year, both teams winning at home. Carolina won 53-46 in overtime in Chapel Hill in their initial meeting. And Duke rallied with a big run to top the Heels 68-53 here at Cameron. And then the Blue Devils eliminated the Tar Heels from the NCAA tournament in the Sweet 16 last year with a 47-38 victory. Lena Arnisalo to Taissa Chiaros. Chiaros dribbling with the right hand. Now back out for India Navarre. Navarre attacks, drives into the paint. Bounce pass inside to a cutting Toomey. Lays it up and gets the roll. Into the front court comes Duke. They lead by two, 58-56. 8 minutes to go. Ashlyn Jackson for three. Got it! That is Jackson's first three-pointer of the game. Comes at a great time. 61-56. Blue Devils in front. Ashlyn Jackson, one of the top three-point shooters in the ACC. And now Laney Grant, who's also one of the top shooters, and answers from the outside while falling down. Back to a two-point game, 61-59. Clutch shot by Laney Grant. Now driving into the paint. Taina Mayer goes for the banker and scores. Good aggressive drive to the goal. And now an inbound pass stolen away by Duke. Bounce pass inside to Laney Thomas, and they get another bucket. Sloppiness off the inbound for Carolina, and Duke now suddenly leads by six, 65-59. Alahara setting a screen. Now Arnie Salo twisting between defenders. Lays it up with a Euro step. Can't get it to go. But an offensive rebound by Chiaros. She steps back beyond the arc. Now Nyla Brooks. Brooks, crossover dribble. Goes into the alley. Now drives into the middle of the paint. Floats it up and scores with the right hand. Navarre, a little hop in her dribble. And an offensive foul. She runs over Ashlyn Jackson, who pumps her fist while sitting on the hardwood. Going to bring us to a timeout on the floor with 4:41 left. Duke trying to run their winning streak to 16 in a row. They lead North Carolina 65-61. Out of the timeout, a technical foul was called against India Navarre during the stoppage in play. So Ashlyn Jackson heads to the free throw line, rattles the first one home, and has another one coming. Duke now up 66-61. And the second one gets the friendly rolling in. Blue Devils by six, 67-61. And a bad time for a technical foul for Carolina, as now the Blue Devils lead by six and have the ball with 4:41 left. Arnie Salo around a screen. Now fires it over to India Navarre. Navarre attacks into the paint. Stops inside the ACC logo. Drops it back out for Quiroz. Quiroz spins. Shot clock at one. Fadeaway jumper is good. Wow, what a shot by Thaisa Quiroz with the shot clock running down. Marisalo with the dribble drive. Now lost the balance and has the ball stripped away. Tyana Mayer on a breakaway. Goes for the layup and scores with the left hand. The strip and score by Tyana Mayer on her senior day. 69-63. Duke in front with just over 2 minutes left. Marisalo with a hook of horns play. Cameron Indoor Stadium on its feet. Marisalo drives into the paint. Good bounce pass inside. Quiroz gets the finish. 69-65. Duke in front. 1:51 to go. Brooks the freshman. Steps back beyond the arc. Timeout, Courtney Banghart. With the shot clock at 15 and 1:12 remaining in regulation, it is Duke holding a 69-65 lead over North Carolina. Back at sold-out Cameron Indoor Stadium, 9,314 on hand. Even potential NBA Rookie of the Year Cooper Flagg is in attendance today. Starring for the Dallas Mavericks in his first year after playing a spectacular freshman season at Duke. Shot clock at 12. Tar Heels are going to play this out defensively. Ashlyn Jackson lowers the shoulder. Now dribbles around to Delaney Thomas screen. Dribble drive, attacks, stops, kicks it inside. Delaney Thomas banks it up and in. What a find from Ashlyn Jackson. And Thomas makes it 71-65 Duke with 25 seconds to go. Tar Heels inbound. Nyla Brooks has it. Over to India Navarre. Navarre, no room to take the shot. Nyla Brooks will, and splashes a three with 15.3 seconds to go. 71-68, Duke in front, and a timeout called with 15.3 seconds left. Now Ashlyn Jackson, who is 6-for-6 at the foul line today, will try and make it a two-possession game. First one for the right-hander. Rattles around and out. No good. Senior from China, Texas. 6 seconds. 4-point game. 72-68 with 8.1 seconds to go. Timeout Tar Heels. They have one left. They'll advance the ball into the front court. And they'll try and get a quick shot to extend this game. Quiroz will inbound on the baseline. She looks. Still looks. Lobs it. And it goes into the backcourt and stolen away by Ashlyn Jackson. And the winning streak reaches Sweet 16 for Duke. Blue Devils top Carolina 72-68 here at sold-out Cameron Indoor Stadium. An electric atmosphere here at Cameron as the fans rise to their feet. And Duke has won their third consecutive game over the Tar Heels in this series. And now in 112 meetings, it's even Steven. 56 for Carolina, 56 for Duke. 16 consecutive wins for Duke. Their longest since the 2012-2013 season when they won their first 16 games of that year. The Tar Heels streak comes to an end at 8 in a row. They fall to 21-6 on the season, now 10-4 in Atlantic Coast Conference play. Duke remains perfect in the ACC at 14-0. They improved to 19-6 on the year.